code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on September the 17th, 2008. There's always newcomers coming in to this program on RBN and into the website, so I always advise them to look at the website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and download as many of the previous talks as you can possibly manage. It takes a while to get through them, but I try and fit the pieces of the big puzzle, this matrix reality, together for you and give you shortcuts to understanding, because we don't have time to spend lifetimes in study anymore. We're on a roll into this new world order and all that it entails. And it's not set up so it's been a fun and play for the rest of our days. It's set up to be a totalitarian regime where the betters of the world, those who are more evolved, according to themselves, have the right to do with us as they wish. Also look into Alan Watt's sentinel.eu, where you can download transcripts in the various languages of Europe. Now, I've been saying for a while that this Fortress America, as it was called after 9/11, a few years later, they called it Fortress America. This was a combination of the US, Canada, and Mexico's security systems to be totally integrated. And that pretty well has happened. And I said at the time, too, and long before it happened, that eventually the money system would also start to merge. And what we're seeing now aren't the death throes of a system. It's simply the big boys rearranging the deck to fit the new system of a United Americas. That's what we're seeing. And they started this back in the 90s with amalgamations and takeovers from one bank to another as they lined themselves up. The big top economists, the ones that don't do the guessing, the ones who are into geopolitics, who are into the Pentagon and so on, those guys are paid big money to project the future because they know where we're heading and they don't make mistakes. So whatever's happening today was planned that way. And that's what FDR said. Anything that happens in politics or in society, you can bet your bottom dollar that it was planned that way. That's what we're living through now. And to merge the Americas, they were bringing in a new currency. But they have to terrify the public of those countries first so that we will demand that they do something. And then they'll roll the agenda out and wipe the dust off it, because it was written years ago, of how they're going to solve this particular problem. That's how things are really done. And we certainly are on a roll towards it. We saw this happening with Europe. Now, why would anyone in the Americas, after watching the amalgamation of Europe and the creation of a parliament for the whole of Europe and the nations becoming basically colonies, subsidiary or provinces of the European Parliament, with the emergence of a new euro dollar, what makes the Americans think that it's be any different here? It's the same format, same agenda. And there will be a new currency that will be gradually unrolled once we've all panicked enough. And remember, too, money doesn't disappear when banks go down. Same in depressions, money doesn't disappear. It simply moves into fewer hands, along with the property and everything else. That's the beauty of those. For those at the top, they don't lose anything. They accumulate during times of crisis. Accumulation. And I'll be back with more about this topic after the following break.
A Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states. There you go.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here, host of The Prophetic Watch. As a radio host, many products cross my desk every week. Few products are truly worth endorsing because they don't work or there is some kind of catch or gimmick. Dr. Miller's Life Change Tea does exactly what it says. It cleans your body of chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and the effect is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. I wouldn't put my name behind this product if it didn't work. Here's how you order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's area code 928-308-0408. Finally, a natural product you won't be disappointed in. Getthetea.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, talking about the amalgamation of the Americas and how they're proceeding with it. To the people, it has to appear as though things are just happening by circumstance and by accident almost day by day. That's what you're supposed to believe, but nothing, as I say, nothing on this magnitude of banks going under and so on happens out of the blue. Doesn't happen that way. Never did happen that way and never will. It's a process getting us ready for the amalgamation. Remember, too, that money is a means to an end. If we all believe in money and are trained to go and earn money, not to go out and grow crops and survive, but to earn money, then the system keeps going. It's not our system. And that's the beauty of it. For the elite and how they regard money, you should look at Plato's Republic, because he gives a talk to an imaginary friend about owning property. And what he said is, if you, my friend, have a big mansion and a summer home as well, you have to have guards and servants, and you have to replace parts that are stolen from your home, your valuables. You have to repair and upkeep it. It all costs money, and you're always worried about being robbed and so on. He says, isn't it much better to have the people pay for it for you, and they will pay for its upkeep and its repair, and replace everything that's stolen? And if you look at how the elite live, they generally have trusts, big, huge family trusts, where technically they own nothing. But those involved in the big political game have all these different freebies and benefits given. In fact, prime ministers or presidents are really king for a day in the old style of Kronos. And they live like kings, but technically they don't own that place in which they live. This is the oldest game. It's the public that must believe in money. And sure enough, money, when it's withdrawn, can cause whole nations to collapse. That's the beautiful trick of it. Horror can result. Starvation can result. Money is the key. Not the ability to raise crops or farm. And then people still have their tools and their implements like their Great Depression, the last Great Depression. But it was a lack of money that stopped everything in its tracks. That's crazy when you think about it. Absolutely crazy. There were farmers plowing potatoes back into the ground to keep the prices up during the Great Depression. It's also been done since then. The European Union has what it calls butter mountains and sugar mountains and potato mountains. These imaginary mountains, in other words, surpluses, what they call surpluses, that which would bring the prices down if it was put on the market. So they dump it in the channel, the English Channel. And we call this civilization. And we call it the best system they can come up with. But of course, that's their definition. It's also a big lie. Because they will take us into a new system eventually, and who knows how long it might be, maybe 30, 40, or even 100 years. But they will take us into a system where the state will issue credits to every single person and use them as a form of coercion to behave yourself and comply. And you will not be allowed to save them up like Lord Bertrand Russell talked about back in the 1950s. You'll start with the same sum every week. And if you were to buck the system, they withdraw your credits and you can't pay your rent, because in the future, down the road, after the many crashes that will come, there will be no private property. That's the agenda. It's interesting to look at the Freemasonic agendas of Albert Pike. He talked about the main enemies of humankind, and private property was one of them. And then you look at the Communist Manifesto with the same thing right in there. And yet, without property, you are technically a slave. You're at the whim of every master, where it's a landlord or a baron over you. Whatever it happens to be, you have no say in your own affairs. And that's the reason that even when they started up the United States after the Revolution, they supposedly have said it was life, liberty, and the right to property, which was never put into the Constitution. If they did, they changed it. But they did discuss this and debate this, that the right to property was almost a sacred thing. Otherwise, you were a slave. And prior to that, every system that had existed had been a form of slavery. And talking about slavery, in all totalitarian systems, they always restrict travel. They must know what every citizen is doing. That's why they give you ID cards. In the 1990s, in the British Commonwealth countries, the governments of those countries tried to pass, and some did successfully, the full anti-terrorist bills under different names, but they're all identical. The one when Canada was passed by Alan Rock, when he was the Minister of Justice, and once he'd done his little job there, he was sent off to the United Nations because he is a globalist. And no one at the time could answer the questions, why is Canada putting through a martial law bill in 1998? They tried to do it in Britain too, and they tried to bring in the ID card in Britain in the late 90s as well. And people rejected this and said, no, nothing's happening, we're all quite safe. So 9/11 came along. 9/11 was a must-be. They needed this to bring all of this into effect. But Wendy Mesler, on the Wendy Mesler Show, CBC Canada, generally gets the big shows to introduce something. She was the one who introduced the HAARP, H-A-A-R-P project, to Canadians and the world, the one in Alaska with Nate Biggage as the guest. But she also introduced the idea of the coming international ID card in the 90s. And she did a program on this, and she talked to one of the CEOs of the biggest companies, the one obviously deigned to bring in the card. And she asked the man, what makes you think Canadians will accept being tracked and traced and so on and having to have this card to leave countries and get into countries and so on and all their personal data on it? And he said, quite calmly, he said, because they'll be given no option. So if you think it's all to do with 9/11, you have to do your homework and see what was happening before 9/11 in the few years prior to that, because it was out in the open even then. And America being what it is, the U.S. being what it is, and with the CFR and other organizations saying they'd have to do an end run, meaning going around the Constitution, if they couldn't knock it out the way altogether and replace it, they just go around it and ignore it. And here's how they're introducing the ID card. This is from the New York Times, Wednesday, September 17th, 2008. This is a new license for more than just driving by Jennifer Lee. New York State on Tuesday began offering an enhanced driver's license, one of a number of non-passport citizen travel documents that are making their way down bureaucratic government pipelines. But it looks and functions as a license for driving. Only United States citizens can get the voluntary, see, they always start at voluntary, new license or the non-driver equivalent, which means it can be used for land and sea crossings to Mexico, Canada, and the Caribbean islands. These are the countries that are under the NAFTA agreement, where even right now, I think the Jamaicans and Trinidadians don't need technically a passport to come in because that was already agreed upon under NAFTA and really under the free trade negotiations prior to that. It says here it's also a high-tech card equipped with a vicinity radio frequency identification chip that will broadcast a number to pull up biographic and biometric data for the border officer. Now, I can guarantee you this will be used all through your city as well. These are active chips, and they can be read too by the cell phone tower technology that's all over the place. It says, what is good for Easy Pass and Walmart is good for people too. That's the kind of slogan they're using. The same information that is in the front of the enhanced driver's license document is in the database, said Ken Brown, a spokesman for the New York State Department of Motor Vehicles. They're also sending out a sleeve out with the ID, he said. What it does is prevent transmission of that secure number. That's what you'll believe. This is part of the function creep around driver's licenses. The function creep around, end run, creep around driver's licenses that some people have long been fearing, push to make a driver's license a secure identity document as opposed to simply a credential to drive, has caused protests amongst privacy advocates and libertarians who warn that the licenses are verging on becoming a de facto national ID. Well, you know that will happen because it happened with the social insurance cards. They call it the SIN cards in the Commonwealth countries. It's your social insurance number that was never to be used for anything except you're dealing with the government to do with your social insurance. Now, people hand it over everywhere, even in supermarkets. It says, numerous state governments have rebelled in part because of the cost. Federal standards for driver's licenses issued by the Department of Homeland Security. So that's who's running the whole issue. At the same time, a number of border states have been leading the charge for voluntary high-tech driver's licenses for other reasons, such as anxieties over how the border restrictions will cause economic drags and inconveniences. According to New York State statistics, Canadians make 2.5 million visits to New York State annually, spending $679 million. While New York residents make $1.7 million to Canada, spending $561 million. For many years, Canadians and American citizens were exempt from presenting a passport or other secure documents to cross the world's longest non-militarized border. That's the good old days. 5,526 miles over land and water. By God, things have changed, eh? I'll be back with more after this break.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, talking about the ID cards that everyone shortly will have to have. And it's not just across the border either. You can bet your bottom dollar on that, or whatever currency they give us, because this is going to be your ID card that will allow you into stores and out of stores. And we know from the British one, it's identical to the British one, same company that manufactures them. They have room in the card and the chip, lots of room for all your data, including your medical records, and it will be used as a bank card as well. You can't buy or sell without it. Don't leave home without it. It says here in the same article, Washington State, which experiences a lot of cross-border traffic with British Columbia, was the first state to offer the enhanced driver's license in January. Other border states are working with the Department of Homeland Security, including Michigan, Vermont, Arizona, California, and Texas. In contrast, Maine has led the charge among states protesting the federal standards. And even Americans who do not live in one of the border states may soon be able to obtain a passport card from the State Department. And they show you a little makeup of one, not how the guy's name is Happy Traveler. That's what they should call those who were communist sympathizers at one time, the travelers. This is a passport and card form that fills a demand by Americans for a less cumbersome citizen document to cross borders. There are also a number of trusted travelers identification cards that allow border clearance for low risk, pre-approved travelers between Canada and the United States, whether by air, land, or sea. And then it goes on and tells you how to apply for the card. And you have to pay for it too. That's what gets me, how we pay for our chains through fees. We get fees to pay for everything. It says the license costs $30 more than a normal driver's license or state ID, and is valid for 8 years. The price of a United States passport is more than $100. So, it says here too that the standards from these cards came from the Western Hemisphere, mind you, Travel Initiative, which came from the Intelligence Reform and Terrorism Prevention Act of 2004, which you can actually download from this particular article. It's got a link to it in PDF form. You can download the whole Intelligence Reform and Terrorism Prevention Act. This is requiring all travelers to present a passport or other document that denotes identity and citizenships when entering the United States. So, one way or another, you see, they get it through. They get it through because it's a must-be, you see. In a world, this was discussed a long, long, long time ago, when they would achieve their global system, for government to exist, they must have enemies. And that's traditionally how they've kept themselves propped up in power and be able to tax people to protect you from those guys over there. When you run out of those guys over there, there's no more over there's left, and we're all global, then you have to find terrorism within. But you will find, because I've seen these things going up across or along the roads, they're putting various kind of these strange-looking big fat poles up. They're big antenna poles with huge cables going into them as part of the technotronic system they're putting up. But you also going to find that you'll be tracked wherever you go. Wherever you go. And believe you me, if it's not encoded into that license that you can travel limitlessly, then you probably won't be able to move outside your own particular designated area in the future, whatever that happens to be. That's what's coming down. These guys aren't stupid. They plan all this years ahead and have it going through panels and debates and so on, one after the other. They know what they're up to. You know, global government is an old, old idea. An old idea first born in Britain about 500 years ago. John Dee brought it up. And then we find little associations, little fraternities down through the centuries afterwards, popping their heads up, called different names, but really all the same group, bringing up the idea of global government. And people like Weishaupt, Adam Weishaupt, talked about the creation of foundations and how they would finance the systems that they wanted into being through backing and promoting political movements or non-governmental organizations. Here's an article. It was from the Carnegie Institute. And again, the Carnegie, the Ford, the Rockefeller Foundation are some of the big ones in the United States. There's many more, mind you. They back these big NGOs that guide society along a preset path. And the general public follow, never realizing that the articles they see from these organizations in their media, never realizing that they're not governmental departments. A lot of people think they are governmental departments. It's like the Royal Institute of International Affairs. Every book they publish has a disclaimer in the first or second page saying this is a non-governmental organization and a non-political organization. Even though they admit they give their ideas to government, ideas of where we should all go, to government. But they're right, they don't play politics. They don't play the game of politics. They simply write down an agenda and follow it. So they're telling the truth. Politics is for the little people to believe in. Here's an article they put out in Volume 22.2, Summer 2008, about the resurgent idea of world government. And I'll be back with it to read it to you after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Hi. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, trying to show you how we're not simply stumbling along some blind alley like a drunken man with a blindfold, but we're actually being guided and pulled and pushed and coerced along a particular path, a path chosen a long time ago by those who'd already found that they could control the world through economics primarily and through governmental institutions and the takeovers. They're off through fraternities, working together. And people who are sworn, who swear oaths to each other to fulfill their missions in life, their quest, as they call it at the top, the Knights Love a Quest. And how guys like Adam Weishaupt, who was a bit too much open with his sarcasm and disdain of the ordinary person and fell into dismay with his peer group. But nevertheless, he did say that we shall create foundations which will guide the world along this path. And sure enough, they do. This article is from the Carnegie Institute, one of the big ones that fund a lot of the different NGOs. But they also have think tanks working on their own specialities, and they call it interdisciplinary resources for scholars, students, and policy analysts. Policy analysts, and what they do is set up what they think should be the policy of governments, and they hand it to the governments, the ones who make the policy, or at least sign it into law. You know that the Amalgamation of the Americas was drafted up by one of these non-political organizations, one of these NGOs, the Council on Foreign Relations. That was on Canadian television in 2005, when the Prime Minister of Canada and the US and Mexico signed it at Waco, the CFR came on as the CFR for a little news brief that they were giving out, admitting that they drafted it up. Quite something. That was really nice of them. It saved us the trouble, right? So here's a Carnegie Institute from their magazine, and it's called Ethics and International Affairs Journal. This is volume 22.2, summer 2008. The Resurgent Idea of World Government, Ethics and International Affairs, volume 22.2, by Campbell Craig, July the 7th, 2008. The idea of world government is returning to the mainstream of scholarly thinking about international relations. Universities in North America and Europe now routinely advertise for positions in global governance, N-A-N-C-E, a term that few would have heard a decade ago. Chapters on cosmopolitanism and governance appear in many current international relations textbooks. Leading scholars are wrestling with the topic, including Alexander Wendt, perhaps now America's most influential IR theorist, who has recently suggested that a world government is simply inevitable. While some scholars envision a more formal world state, and others argue for a much looser system of global governance, it's probably safe to say that the growing number of works on this topic can be grouped together in the broad category of world government, a school of thought that supports the creation of international authority or authorities that can tackle the global problems that nation states currently cannot. It is not, of course, a new idea. Dreaming of a world without war or of government without tyranny, idealists have advocated some kind of world or universal state since the classical period. They call it utopias. And as George Orwell said in 1984, and also in Animal Farm, he says some are more equal than others in such utopias. Italian poet Dante viewed world government as a kind of utopia. The Dutch scholar Hugo Grotius, often regarded as the founder of an international law, believed in the eventual formation of a world government to enforce it. The notion interested many visionary thinkers in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, including H.G. Wells and Aldous Huxley. In 1942, the one-time Republican presidential candidate Wendell Willkie published a famous book on the topic, One World. It's an interesting read. And after the Second World War, the specter of atomic war moved many prominent American scholars and activists, including Albert Einstein, the University of Chicago President Robert Hutchins, and the columnist Dorothy Thompson, to advocate an immediate world state, not so much out of idealistic dreams, but because only such a state they believed could prevent a third world war. Now, it's easy to go along with that for those who were going through all of this, war after war, and living on your nerves, to believe that it would be a natural thing to come about, obliterate nation states, and you would have world government, and somehow we'd all go to bed safely at night. But of course, that is utopian, because the ones who gave us the wars are the same ones, and fraternities, like Carl Quigley said in his own book, the ones behind the wars, and he admitted the organizations behind, the ones that he knew of, were the actual organizations that he was a historian for. They're the same guys who are running us into their world order. It said here, the campaign continued as late as 1950 when the popular magazine Reader's Digest serialized a book by the world government advocate Emery Reeves. At the same time, the Senate Subcommittee on Foreign Relations was considering several motions to urge the Truman administration to adopt a policy of world federalism. In fact, to this day, the World Federalist Movement, an international NGO, non-governmental organization, founded in 1947 and recognized by the United Nations, boasts a membership of 30 to 50,000 worldwide. By the 1950s, however, serious talk of world government had largely disappeared. The failure of the Baruch Plan to establish international control over atomic weaponry in late 1946 signaled its demise, for it cleared the way, as the plan's authors quietly intended, for the United States and the Soviet Union to continue apace with their respective atomic projects. What state would place its trust in a world government when there were sovereign nations that possessed, or could soon possess, atomic bombs? Certainly neither the United States nor the Soviet Union was willing to do so. And once the two states committed themselves to the international rivalry that became known as the Cold War, the impossibility of true global government became obvious, and the campaign in favor of it diminished. Now, that's not really true. You see, again, that's from the layman's point of view. Because, you see, the Soviet Union was financed into being and kept alive during its whole lifetime by the Western countries. We fed them. Canada and the States exported most of its grain there all through the Soviet era. They were the biggest purchasers. And like they said, some of the authors have said, big authors and for big books have said, and this was also came out of the Reeves Commission with Senator Norman Dodd, which is up on YouTube, by the way, him telling the story himself. He said that the intention he found out from the big foundations was their job was to guide the world along a path where the Soviet system could be merged completely with the American system. They call this the third way, or the third wave, as Toffler would call it. So we're guided along this path. And to those who live through the eras where they're being threatened to be nuked any day, it all seemed quite logical that nations couldn't handle it anymore. And therefore, why not give it up to some altruistic organization like the United Nations? That's how they see it, very naively. And that's how they're meant to see it. Because the United Nations, going further back to the League of Nations, its precursor, stated quite clearly at the outset, its purpose was to bring in global government. Read the article that H.G. Wells wrote about the League of Nations as world government, written about 1919, 1920. It's quite the eye-opener. And you'll find, if you go into these foundations, look at what their mandates are, look at all the different specialized think tanks they have working on different projects. Projects that are all intertwined, as they call it themselves, they're completely interdisciplinary. All the disciplines are brought together. That's science, commerce, health, everything brought together. Tremendous organizations, massive organizations, and all Masonic organizations, like Weishaupt said, love a foundation on which to build the great foundations. Now we'll go to the callers now, and we've got Kyle from Connecticut there. Are you there, Kyle?
Hi, Alan.
Hello.
Isn't it amazing how every dictator or conqueror has always wanted to rule the world, and they're finally have it within their grasp?
Yes.
And I think your listeners should be more worried about the passive RFID tags than the active ones. The active ones that we carry around are our cell phones, the perfect bugging device, but in Connecticut here, they're putting passive RFID tags in our inspection stickers.
Mm-hmm.
And they could read thousands of tags per second up to 30 feet away and track us up and down the highways.
Some news for people in Canada and the States, even your little ID cards that you have with the strip on the back can be read remotely from a good distance away. And they have been read remotely whenever you've gone into any government building for the last 10 or 15 years.
and they have the ones you can write to also within 10 feet.
That's right. So you don't even have to swipe it. The trick was to get us all thinking you had to swipe it through a machine, and we don't think any further. We don't think beyond that. But people have proven, in some cases recently in Canada, that because they've been phoned back at their homes when they go home, even though they never gave their names while in the government buildings, they've been phoned by that particular agency when they got home, which meant their card had to be read when they were in, even though it's in their wallet or their pocket.
Yeah, and I'm just going by numbers that are for the commercial market for manufacturing.
Yes.
I'm sure they have, higher technology that we don't even know of. And, I really appreciate you covering the tough issues, the chemtrails, and this police state monitoring by RFIDs and eugenics on a daily basis because not enough people know about this.
They don't, and people are now at that decision-making time that either will want to know or they're going to total denial and anger if you present it to them.
So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
The one thing that's confused me, I know the doctors are just practicing eugenics on us on a daily basis, and they want socialized medicine, but their symbol, the staff with the two serpents with the wings at the top?
Yeah.
What does that represent?
Well, supposedly they take it after the story of Moses, who had to take his men or his people through the Valley of the Serpents. Now, it's all allegory for much, much deeper things. But he made a brazen serpent, but on the serpent, they claim that he had wings on it too. And that symbol allowed him to pass through what was basically an area where the secret societies ruled. That's really what it really meant. Then they have a whole story in the Talmud as to what happened to that staff afterwards. But also, it's interesting that sometimes they use the double serpents going round the same staff, which is just like a double helix of, when you look at the double helix and genes, and which leads you to think that science goes way, way further back, as I do believe, and I don't think they're just discovering things as they go along. I don't see why they'd catch on to that symbol to do with physical human health thousands of years ago, and here they are using that symbol today on ambulances and so on. Yeah. So certainly to do, I think, with genetics. You've got to understand, too, that medicine is heavily involved. Medicine really came through, along with surgery, through the wars. They were on the battlefields. That's where they learned a lot of their stuff and treatments, etc. And the Red Cross, which, again, is a Masonic-led organization. That's why it's a Red Cross.
Nice.
The Templar's Cross is just altered a little bit for its logo. They also use, and of course, the John's Ambulance Brigade also use the serpent with the helix on it. So this has always been used to do with health down through the many, many thousands of years, the same symbol. It also, a serpent, of course, is Lucifer. As Pike said, the Luciferian doctrine, it meant lucid thinking, pure rationality, pure intellect, etc. Through science, they would conquer. So that's basically what it represents. The serpent's always been a symbol of wisdom, intellect, and basically no emotion. The old symbols in ancient times used to, in fact, you'll find this in the Christian religion, pictures going back for thousands of years. They will show you in stelas and paintings, and the very old ones, Jesus on the cross being lifted to heaven with a serpent wrapped around him on his way up. It means much, much more because he stood for all that was physical, but also love, emotion, all the human attributes, kindness, forgiveness, where the serpent is the opposite. It's pure rationality. It's Mr. Spock, in other words. Whatever is logical is what is done. And so the two come together in completion in the mystery religion.
And I've noticed just all the different religious groups that adopt different pointed stars.
Yes.
And I've only been able to see up to a 10-pointed star, nothing over that yet.
Yes. And even that's rare. The 10 points is the binary code, of course. That's the key of 10, is the binary, the male, the female. It also stands for matter, antimatter. It stands for all opposites. And so 10 is very important. Washington, D.C., if you would say D.C. in the French, you'd have 10. That's why it's called D.C. And so they always give you these symbols in front of your face, which most folk never recognize.
No, like the Statue of Liberty on an 11-pointed star.
Yes, yeah. And 11, of course, is reduced always down to 2, you see.
So...
But it's, yeah, everything's always in front of your face. They do love symbols, and they do have a religion consisting and a language of symbology and numerology, and then levels within the language and the alphabet, different levels for the higher degrees, as opposed to the lower ones, too.
So So we're definitely a lot older than we think. This 2,000-year history is just the new age.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt at all. I mean, even when they have the story of Atlantis and Egypt from Plato again, and his uncle Solon going to Egypt, when he's told there have been many civilizations that rose to great heights and then fell down through the ages and were lost in time. But you take going to India and the histories of India, and they'd blow Darwin out the water every time on ancient civilizations where humans were still humans. We were not dragging our knuckles along the jungle.
Yeah. All right.
That's how it goes. But thanks for calling. And I'll be back with another caller right after this break.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but wait.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watts, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, trying to put the big picture across in few words, because we don't have time in this day and age to give a complete education anymore. We're on a roll, and there's so much you'd have to really learn. But we don't have to know everything. It's a matter of reading the right books, and suddenly everything falls into place, and you realize we're being guided along this path that we didn't decide upon. We just go along for the ride because everyone else is going along for the ride. That's how most people act. What's everyone else doing? They're all stumbling along in this direction, and you stumble along too. That's how the sheep are supposed to see it from that level. And, of course, the elite who run us and give us the media want to keep us thinking that way as well. Now we've got Joel in California. Are you there, Joel?
Yes, I am, Alan. How are you?
I'm keeping hanging in here, yeah.
That's great. Well, speaking of books, that was one of my main questions here. I actually have two, but I heard other callers talking about there's a reading list that you have, and I looked all over cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and I couldn't locate the kind of list of books you should look out for.
Okay. I do have it here. I'll see if I can retrieve it and put it up there for you. And mind you, once they're up, you have to grab them quick because people catch on pretty quickly. They're in demand and the price goes high. So if I put it up, grab it very quick and put your orders in to whoever's selling them.
Okay, great. Yeah, there's an old bookstore closing down here. And I zeroed in on an old H.G. Wells Outline of History. I got volumes 2 and 3, so I know they have more stuff hiding in there. So I want to try to get a heads up on what to look out for.
Yes, you'd be amazed. I found some amazing things in junk stores, just junk stores, because they buy stuff in job lots when people die. And I found some incredible gems in junk stores, in old boxes. And some of them were one-offs. I haven't found other copies, in fact, anywhere else.
Oh, wow.
Just tossed out, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yep. People don't know what they have, that's for sure. Well, the other question, too, is, and I guess I can take this question off the air. I was wondering if you could explain what is up with Andrew Jackson. I mean, on one hand, here's a guy, he's an avowed Mason, and on the other hand, you know, he's known for his last words being, "I killed the bank," and having a war. I mean, it's almost like it seems to me that those two impulses are contradictory in him. What was Andrew Jackson all about from your research?
Andrew Jackson was an establishment man, there's no doubt about it. And I found a lot of these people, and this goes way back thousands of years. You read the story of the Emperor Julian and the sort of eulogy they give to him as he was dying. I think they put words into their mouths that they'd never speak to give them a different image. To be honest with you, that's what I find out. Because you say the guy was an established man all along. He definitely went along with the program. You can't get up to that level without it. So to turn against the bank, I really can't figure that one out, you know. But we'd have to get one of the New Age channelers to get a hold of him.
Right, well, you know, I looked into him a little bit. I guess I was going to take this question off air, but his history was interesting because I guess there was an anti-Masonic party that was actually quite big.
There was, and there was the Know-Nothing Party too, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of going machinations to do with Masonry after the Morgan affair. But that's it for tonight, folks. From Hamish, myself, Hamish is a dog, by the way, in Ontario, Canada, good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
Let me tell you why.